Scott, what did you think of the performance out there? The team looked like it was flying tonight.
Yeah, it was great. It was a pleasure to be out there with the guys. I mean, we have a lot of quality, especially up front. And we did our best to shut down at the back and got some early goals, so it was easy after that.
Can you tell us the story behind what the injury that prompted the facial protection?
I just broke my cheek in training 4 weeks ago. So I just have to wear this protection now, and it's the last week that I have it on, but maybe I'll keep it longer. It looks kind of cool.
You took the ball in the face and Curacao.
I was thankful I had it there. It definitely shook me up a little, but thank God I had it on.
How impressed are you with Kyle Larin recently,
Okay. Yeah, he's playing very well. I mean, he made a lot of great runs today, so it was easy to spot him.
Scott, big camp for you. What did it mean just to be back playing for Canada, especially after a rough few months for you?
Yeah, I had a couple goals, a couple operations in between. Obviously, I missed out on the World Cup because of one of them. But it's great to be back with the guys. It's always a positive environment here, so I learn as much as I can, and success is always a positive.
And I guess as a credit to your team's growing center back depth, that you're starting three from most of the World Cup, goes down for parts of this camp. You, Derek, Kyle step up. What does that make of that growing depth?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's great to have competition in each position, and that it's growing at the back as well. It's great for the team.
The Hondurans did nick a goal at the end from a set piece. What are your thoughts on that and the set pieces in general?
Yeah, I think set pieces are dangerous for any team. It's always a goal opportunity. And we made a lot of substitutions. Maybe we just lost focus there, but it's a learning curve for us. We can't step off the gas pedal.
Thanks,
guys.
Yep. Thank you.